You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Left the radio station, made it back to the house in time to watch the funeral of a civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis. All took place at Ebenezer Baptist Church, a historic church as it relates to the civil rights movement and even today. Some wonderful speakers, including former President George Bush.
He always thought of others. He always believed in preaching the gospel in word and in deed, insisting that hate and fear had to be answered with love and hope.
Pass the plate.
Bill Clinton, who was personal friends with John Lewis, also had words.
I just love him. I always will. And I'm so grateful that he stayed true to form. He's gone up yonder and left us with marching orders.
That's the thing about Bill Clinton. He's got a sincerity no matter what all the rest of the stuff is. I think that's what made America so enthralled with him. And of course, the president that a lot of folks love that somebody else hate, President Obama.
We may no longer have to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar in order to cast a ballot. But even as we sit here, there are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting.
Don't you miss that?
And then later on in the evening, I got a chance to participate in a virtual voting discussion. You can go check it out on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. We talked about these very things that were being talked about at John Lewis's funeral, because his whole life was dedicated to getting civil rights and voting rights. The march across the Pettus Bridge is what actually spurred the president at the time to pass the Civil Rights Voting Act of 1965. So it was completely fitting that we talked about it on Hot 103 Jams with Michelle Watley of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, Stephen E. Smith of Sofix Solutions. We also had Mike Mahoney from KNBC. Cecilia Patton was on the panel, as well as Tony Page of Races United.
Y'all did a wonderful job. And here's a sample if you missed it.
We budget and plan around our money. We plan around what we eat so we can keep ourselves fit and healthy. We plan around what we're going to do on Saturday night to unwind and relax. We also need to plan when we decide to step into our power and participate in democracy. Because there are obstacles and there have been barriers to voting put in place, by taking the time to plan what election day will look like for you, making sure that you're informed on what's going to be on the ballot, and knowing who you can call if you have issues, will make sure that you have a better than usual experience.
Everybody isn't engaged in politics. Everybody doesn't know even what they want to vote for. And that's why it's important for you all that you all had this forum last night, because if you just take 15, 20 minutes out of your time just to look at that and get some information, you'll be better for it.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I learned some new things that I was not aware of throughout that time we talked. So catch it. Check it out. It's on Hot 103 Jams Facebook page.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Pleasant. Plenty of sunshine right now. You got a little light rain at 72 in KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
Shouts out to my friend and line sister, Danielle. She hit me with the Disney Plus password. Log in. A couple weeks ago.
You ain't paying her either, huh?
She hasn't asked me for anything.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was able to watch Hamilton, and now I'm going to be able to watch Black is King today from Beyonce. She released the deluxe version of the album The Lion King, The Gift, and also the deluxe version, which features the single Black Parade, along with this visual gift that we'll be able to watch.
The visual gift.
You're frustrated, you're sinking, I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me.
Legacy. Well, this came out with Lion King. This is in.
Okay, all right. My bad.
You don't watch Lion King?
I fell asleep during the Lion King.
I cannot do you.
I did. Man.
You call yourself a Leo?
I am. Rawr. Don't you dare question my lead. What? Are you questioning me?
You didn't watch the Lion King.
Man, I went to the movies with Marcel and I fell asleep. Sue me.
I will. Glee's Naya Rivera was laid to rest and buried at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in L.A. Of course, the young lady died from drowning, and they say she died within minutes. Rivera was confirmed dead July 13th, 5 days after disappearing in Lake Piru. Mm. Do you know who hip-hop producer J.W. Lucas is?
J.W. Lucas? No, I don't.
Say he's worked with DaBaby, Pop Smoke. Mm-mm. Well, he made some comments about Breonna Taylor. He tweeted, "Why is the world asking for justice for Breonna Taylor? Of course, she shouldn't have lost her life, but do you realize that she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot? If you sign up for that life, there are consequences."
Really?
So after folks literally snatched his beating heart out of his chest and showed it to him, he went live and said that he couldn't be canceled and claimed that race is not real.
What?
He also said that he loves black people and claims he fights for the black community.
Oh, he ain't black?
He must not be. I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Let me do a couple Googles.
I've never heard of him.
J.W. Lucas. Well, there you have it.
Okay.
Yeah, not black.
Then he went on and said, "If I angered anyone with my tweets regarding the Breonna Taylor case, I do apologize."
Yeah, sure you do. You just said you couldn't be canceled, so what you apologizing for? Y'all know what to do.
The MTV VMAs 2020 nominations were announced. I'm assuming they're going virtual. Nobody's doing anything in person.
Absolutely.
Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga lead the nominations with 9 each. Lady Gaga had music out?
You tell me. Right.
Billie Eilish and The Weeknd earned the next most with 6 nominations each, and Taylor Swift with 5 nominations.
Why do we need the BET Awards again? I think we just answered that.
Well, that just mean I don't know about it. I mean, okay. That's not the barometer of everything. I just don't know about it. I'm sure there's plenty of people who do.
And I'm pretty sure
I'm just not one of them.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people listening right now who shares your sentiment.
I don't want to take nothing past some stuff I don't get, right? Some stuff go right past me. It's not for me, though.
Yeah.
That's something I had to realize. Everything is not for me.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because it's Friday, first of all, and my boyfriend woke up like he was just so tired and sick today, and he was up all night playing 2K. Finally came to bed. He's supposed to be at work at 5 in the morning. I hear him calling me and talking about he having car issues. This man ain't even went outside.
For
2K,
Shay. Girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Say my name on here today.
No, because we don't want your man to get fired. Nah, we ain't getting ready to do that.
But look, Brian, you probably already know who it is. But we ain't going to say who it is.
Please don't, girl. We don't want no issues. We don't want y'all out on the street with 2K.
But I will say this, though. It ain't nothing wrong with, you know, maybe taking a day off the place for 2K. Nothing wrong with it. If you got the vacation days to do it.
It's not that serious. You can go to work and come home. It's still going to be there.
This is true, girl. I'm with you on this. I don't quite understand the whole gaming thing, but, you know, I just chalk that up to it's a dude thing, and
yeah,
I just let it go.
It's relaxing.
I don't understand it. I don't.
Do y'all not do things that women do with each other?
I don't call out. I can't think of anything that I'm willing to call out for like that.
Yeah, not like that. It ain't that deep.
Now, I can tell you something I will call out for. Okay. It ain't no good in your game. No, I'm saying I ain't never called out for Super Mario Brothers, but I done called out for a fine brother.
Yeah.
You too, boo.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Former presidential candidate Herman Cain passed away on yesterday after contracting coronavirus at the Trump rally in Oklahoma several weeks ago. Sad news. When it came on my feed yesterday, I was shocked.
Yeah, I was too. I knew he was sick, but I didn't, you know, I didn't think it would end up like that.
He was 74 years old. This is something that can kill the older folks. It really can. And this is proof positive yet again that this is a deadly situation. Though we hear about a lot of folks who get it and they're able to go on, even though we hear a lot of folks who have no symptoms whatsoever and it's very mild, the way that it shows up in your body, you just don't know. It's like Russian roulette. Mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci says that there's no end in sight to the pandemic. He's going to be talking to Congress today about his diagnosis and where we're going to go as a country.
And folks still think that we're going to be able to have these sports happening this year.
The NBA played yesterday. Lakers had a victory. That's your team.
Yes, we did. LeBron James put the clamps on the more weak Clippers. But the NBA, to me, is different. They actually have a system in place with the bubble. And they're doing a good job. But the NFL, there's already been some positive tests, even with players just entering the random facilities this week. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to hearing what Dr. Fauci is going to say with this pandemic.
Virtual job fair happening today. The way we do things has totally changed. Mm-hmm. Even hiring folks. CVS is looking to hire 200 individuals to work here in the town. So if you've been laid off, you've been unemployed for a while, you're looking for a gig, it's happening today at 9 o'clock. Log on to our Hot 103 Jams social media pages. The link with all the information is there.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yikes! Marriage Boot Camp has become like a whole messy boo-boo of craziness. Mm. Yesterday we talked about Tahiri and her boyfriend Vado. It was a physical altercation that was captured while the cameras were rolling. And now, one of your favorite singers of all time.
Bobby Brown, he on there?
No, Willie from Day 26.
Oh my God. You know I love Day 26 though.
He admitted that he has been cheating on his wife the long way.
Okay. How many women has Willie had affairs with? Oh, hell no. These are the questions that you gotta answer?
12?
12?
God dang.
Damn, why'd I say that?
That's a lot, and I'm sitting here having to deal with this. I would like to know who all 12 of these are. Maybe they can help you play the game. It's crazy, because I'm not a cheater, so it's crazy.
You are a cheater. Put a hat on and take it off. Quick, Nudge. Why? Not cheated, Northern.
12? You can call it a
Why does she want to know who the 12 are?
She looking for revenge.
They've got 4 children together. I think they were married when they was doing the show, making the band back in the day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was around since back then.
Okay. It's about 12, 13 years ago.
Nuts. You know, cheating is unfortunately a part of relationships, it seems.
Yeah.
You a cheater?
No, I'm not. But 12, my boy was out here living single.
Well, he got a lot of time on his hands. It ain't like Day 26 bunking
here
out here.
Here you go. Here you go.
In his defense, here he got time.
Oh, man. Yeah, they were not on the same page, to say the least.
crazy. So my question, Brian, is have you ever been cheated on? And how did you find out? I can't even imagine finding out in front of the cameras that the person that I've pledged my life to is out here doing that dirty work 12 different times.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the lower 80s today. Pleasant. Plenty of sunshine right now. You got a little light rain at 72 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends.
Ooh, Leo season, baby. Come on, Shay, roar for me. Rawr.
I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
I'm not a Leo. Derek D. Angeletti, music producer, responsible for a lot with Bad Boy, is 52.
Hey.
Sandra Sweetness Hodge, Harlem Globetrotter, is 58. Mm-hmm. Jazz musician Stanley Jordan is 61 today. Lil Uzi Vert is out here 26.
Girl, you cool, but you know I can find a better you. Feelings ain't dang, but you might need something new.
Hey.
Actor Wesley Snipes is 58.
Look at him. Kareem Akbar.
The educated brother from the bank.
The educated brother from the bank.
Happy birthday, all my Leos born on July 31st.
Shouts out to the Queen Oprah Winfrey. She has covered every issue of the Oprah magazine for the past 20 years until now. Winfrey ceded the cover to Breonna Taylor, who was fatally shot by police at her home in Louisville, Kentucky on March 13th. As of today, the officers who killed Breonna in her home have still not been brought to justice. In her column, Winfrey wrote, quote, "What I know for sure, we can't be silent. We have to use whatever megaphone we have to cry for justice. And that is why Breonna Taylor is on the cover."
Love it. What an honor.
Issue's going to drop August 11th. Breonna's mom said that she was in complete awe of Oprah's gesture and called it an unbelievable moment.
That's exactly what it is. For her to give up that cover for her, love it.
Tamar Braxton has broken her silence after attempting to take her life earlier this month. She took to her Instagram page last night and said, quote, "First and foremost, thank you. Thank you to each and every individual who has prayed for me, thought of me, sent me their love, and has showered me with their support." She then revealed that she felt betrayed, taken advantage of, overworked, and underpaid by WeTV over the past 11 years. She went on to say, quote, "I wrote a letter over 2 months ago asking to be freed from what I believed was excessive and unfair. My cry for help went totally ignored. However, the demands persisted. It was my spirit and my soul that was tainted the most. Who I was begun to mean little to nothing because it was only be how I was portrayed on television that wouldn't matter. It was witnessing the slow death of the woman I became that discouraged my will to fight. I felt like I was no longer living. I was existing for the purpose of a corporation's gain, ratings, and that killed me."
Wow. Very explicit details right there. I hope she gets better, and I hope that she rediscovers her value.
Definitely. She's got a huge family, including a son, that definitely needs her. So she said that she finally remembered that, and that's what's caused her to want to continue to fight to stay alive.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Here's a segment of the audience who's never heard of Day 26. I know you love their music.
Go bless yourself and look up some Day 26.
Right? Bless yourself?
Bless yourself. That's right. What you got from me, I want to see.
They were on a reality television show called Making the Band. For those of you who have never heard it, it aired on MTV?
Yes.
Diddy was behind it. He chose five guys to be in this group, and they named it Day 26. Marginal hits.
Oh, yeah?
Marginal.
You gonna shave my dogs like that?
Damn, it was marginal. All
right.
So one of the guys in the group, the cutest one, the only one that I looked at. I like Q a little bit, too. So Willie, he's been married for several years. He's got four kids with his wife, Shonda. And he's on this season's marriage boot camp. Hip Hop Edition. And so as they were going through a therapy session on the show, Willie admitted something to his wife that caused a bit of concern.
Okay. How many women has Willie had affairs with? Oh, hell no. These are the questions that you gotta answer?
12.
12?
Damn, why did I say that?
Man. 12?
Immediate regret.
A dozen?
Yeah. That's a lot, man. That you out here living single if you're doing that, for real.
Why would you admit the dirty dozen to your wife or the TV show?
I mean, they in marriage boot camp. So, you know, you gotta, you know, go, what is it, cold turkey. You gotta go cold turkey. You gotta just let it all out.
Cold turkey means stopping.
Well, yeah, it mean, okay, yeah, that's a wrong analogy. But you gotta let it all out, though. You gotta put all the cards on the table. Look, this is what I done did. You still wanna accept me or not?
I wouldn't want to know this on the television, so my second cousin removed can laugh at me at the dang on family reunion.
That ain't how you make money. This is how they make money. More storylines, more press, more pub, more, you know, we're talking about it. It's, I'm sure, true. It's on the socials.
There hasn't been any performances lately for day 26.
Man. See, you just shading my dog.
Have you ever been cheated on, and how did you find out?
I found a video in his phone.
Mm. Oh, man.
What was he doing in the video?
What you think he was doing? Getting it in.
I don't know. I need to hear from her.
Going to Pound Town.
He was getting some in the video. It was his birthday when I found out. We just went to the casino and I spent about $400.
Hey. Oh, you be breaking bread like that.
Yeah. What's your name?
I take care of mine. My name is Flo. Mm.
You single?
Yeah.
Right now, yes, I am. Now I am.
But is that really cheating?
Really?
Okay, now I'm single. I wasn't then. Now I am.
All right, Sloan. Mm. You know, keep your money in your purses. That's just,
give it
you
to
know
me.
What I'm saying? That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Eat good for a cheese sandwich out of me. I'm sorry.
You're doing something with your mouth.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've been cheated on before. Only one time that I know of.
How did you find out?
I called the house and the chick answered the phone.
Mm. Rotary phone cheating.
Wasn't rotary phone. You always try to act like I'm old. Rotary phone?
What? I had a rotary phone in my house.
How? Your grandma had one. You didn't have one.
Yes, my mama had one.
I have, you know, I was in the cordless phone ever.
You had to put on a charger.
Yes. That was the worst feeling. You be on the phone, macking it, all of a sudden. Yes! Boop.
Nah, but that's kind of devastating, though, finding out. You know, over the phone
it
like that.
It was very devastating because I was 800 miles away.
Mm. Good Lord.
I just thought of something. I always be in a long distance relationship. What is that?
Yeah, that them don't never work.
It's been working out all right. Mm. So, Willie from Day 26, I know not everyone knows who that is, but he's on the new season of Marriage Boot Camp.
Uh-huh.
And he and his wife are on there trying to repair their relationship. So during a therapy session, Willie admitted that he had been doing a dirty deed with 12 of other women.
He should have just broke up with her, man.
They got 4 kids.
Okay, what? Be with her and do the dirt with the 4 kids and the 12 women? Or, you know... Both of them are bad.
This is true.
Yeah, so. Mm.
So we're asking, have you ever been cheated on? And how did you find out?
He actually called my phone when he was over there.
He butt dialed you.
No, she called me.
Oh.
He got his phone and she called me to let me know he was over there.
Is your name Barbara?
No, my name is Mansall. Woman
to woman. I was talking about Barbara and Shirley.
Shirley.
You have to be up on old school song to get what I'm saying. But anyway, what happened?
I told her, okay, I'll handle it when he gets home. When he got home, I showed him that she had called me and what was going on. So
I got her back. I called her to let her know everything that he was saying negative about her while laying in my bed. And the reason why he was still communicating with her is because of a child.
Oh, the BM. Okay.
Yeah, the bitter baby mama.
So you still with him?
Yes, I am.
I don't know, but I think she might have won.
Nah, she didn't win. I won because I took him from her.
But he a cheater. Is he something to keep?
Yeah, he cheated, but he did it because she wouldn't let him see his child.
That's right. He got to give up that.
It ain't no convincing, Shay.
You know how it is.
It's over. Well, thank you so much for calling up this morning. Have a good one. I hope y'all be blessed with each other.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Congressman John Lewis served 17 terms. He devoted his life to civil and voting rights. This country owes him and his contemporaries a debt of gratitude. Three former presidents, Bush, Clinton, and Obama, honored his life at his funeral yesterday at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Days before his death, Brian, he wrote a letter and asked for it not to be released until the day of his funeral. Here's that letter in its entirety as read by Morgan Freeman.
While my time here has now come to an end, I want you to know that in the last days and hours of my life, you inspired me. You filled me with hope about the next chapter of the great American story when you used your power to make a difference in our society. Millions of people motivated simply by human compassion laid down the burdens of division. Around the country and the world, you set aside race, class, age, language, and nationality to demand respect for human dignity. That is why I had to visit Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, though I was admitted to the hospital the following day. I just had to see and feel it for myself that after many years of silent witness, the truth is still marching on. Emmett Till was my George Floyd. He was my Rayshard Brooks, Sandra Bland, and Breonna Taylor. He was 14 when he was killed, and I was only 15 years old at the time. I will never, ever forget the moment when it became so clear that he could easily have been me. In those days, fear constrained us like an imaginary prison, and troubling thoughts of potential brutality committed for no understandable reason were the bars. Though I was surrounded by two loving parents, plenty of brothers, sisters, and cousins, their love could not protect me from the unholy oppression waiting just outside that family circle. Unchecked, unrestrained violence and government-sanctioned terror had the power to turn a simple stroll to the store for some Skittles or an innocent morning jog down a lonesome country road into a nightmare. If we are to survive as one unified nation, we must discover what so readily takes root in our hearts that could rob Mother Emanuel Church in South Carolina of her brightest and best, shoot unwitting concertgoers in Las Vegas, and choke to death the hopes and dreams of a gifted violinist like Elijah McClain. Like so many young people today, I was searching for a way out, or some might say a way in. And then I heard the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on an old radio. He was talking about the philosophy and discipline of nonviolence. He said we are all complicit when we tolerate injustice. He said it is not enough to say it will get better by and by. He said each of us has a moral obligation to stand up, and speak out. When you see something that is not right, you must say something. You must do something. Democracy is not a state. It is an act. And each generation must do its part to help build what we call the beloved community, a nation and world society at peace with itself. Ordinary people with extraordinary vision can redeem the soul of America by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble. Voting and participating in the democratic process are key. The vote is the most powerful nonviolent change agent you have in a democratic society. You must use it because it is not guaranteed. You can lose it. You must also study and learn the lessons of history because humanity has been involved in this soul-wrenching existential struggle for a very long time. People on every continent have stood in your shoes through decades and centuries before you. The truth does not change, and that is why the answers worked out long ago can help you find solutions to the challenges of our time. Continue to build union between movements stretching across the globe, because we must put away our willingness to profit from the exploitation of others. Though I may not be here with you, I urge you to answer the highest calling of your heart and stand up for what you truly believe. In my life, I have done all I can to demonstrate that the way of peace, the way of love and nonviolence is the more excellent way. Now it is your turn to let freedom ring. When historians pick up their pens to write the story of the 21st century, let them say that it was your generation who laid down the heavy burdens of hate at last, and that peace finally triumphed over violence, aggression, and war. So I say to you, walk with the wind, brothers and sisters, and let the spirit of peace and the power of everlasting love be your guide.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms coming our way. You are cloudy in 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
After some ex-employees went to the press with claims of workplace issues on the Ellen DeGeneres show, she's now finally broken her silence. In a lengthy memo sent to her staff, she said, quote, "Hey everybody, it's Ellen. On day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the Ellen DeGeneres show would be a place of happiness. No one would ever raise their voice and everyone would be treated with respect. Obviously, something changed and I am disappointed to learn that this has not been the case. And for that, I am sorry. Anyone who knows me knows it's the opposite of what I believe and what I hoped for our show. I could not have the success if I hadn't with all of your contributions. My name is on the show and everything we do, and I take responsibility for that. Alongside Warner Brothers, we immediately began an internal investigation and we are taking steps together to correct the issues."
You think it's her or somebody else?
Well, you know, she's not on the day-to-day piece of it. So mm-hmm. That's what I'm gathering from it, is that she's saying, I'm the face of the show, mm-hmm. So I'm going to take my responsibility for that. But it sounds like that somewhere down the food chain, that feeling has not been what folks have been experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rihanna says she's got that new album on the way. It's coming sooner than her fans think.
I am always working on music. And when I'm ready to put it out in the way that I feel fit, it's going to come out. And you're not going to be disappointed when it happens. It's going to be worth it. I'm not just going to put it out just because people are waiting. Like, it's taken this long. I'm going to make it worth it.
Mm. Now, I respect Rihanna and everything she's done. She's, one of the icons we got in our industry. So I say that to say that I'm not like a big Rihanna fan, but she ain't came out with an album in over 4 years now. I would be antsy too.
Back in the day, artists didn't put albums out like this.
Nope.
We have gotten used to getting something every 2 days.
Yep.
And back in the day, we would wait 6 or 7 years before Michael Jackson would put something out. Janet Jackson went in between
4 years.
We ain't put out stuff every two days.
To your point though, yeah, I mean, that's the streaming thing has just completely just changed the landscape, and you'll lose the attention that you have when you put out something, and then when you don't put out something, somebody else will. So therefore, you're not in the news cycle like you were once you did have something drop.
So you're saying quantity above quality.
That's the way it is now. That's what the kids like. But there is an exception, Shay. Artists like Jay-Z, Rihanna, Beyonce, Drake, artists like that, they don't have to do that. You got to do that when you're on the grind. So Rihanna, she can do what she want to do. You got your money ready, though?
I've never bought any music. Period. No. No.
Financially, you're not really ready to do it right now?
Wait a minute, one more time.
Financially, you're not really ready to do it right now.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Shonda.
All right, let's see what you got.
Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A-plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rump shaker.
All I wanna do is see you zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump. Hey.
All I wanna do is see you zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Hey. Just shake your rump.
Hey, check, baby, check, baby, one, two, three, four. Check, baby, check, baby, one, two, three.
Hey. Check, baby, one, two.
Uh-huh. Hey. Shouts out to my homegirl. She won the rump shaker contest back in the day.
I bet she did.
She a little bit older than me, so you know what I'm saying? But she won that. Damn. She told me that one time in confidence.
Well, you just won the on-air version of the Rump Shaker contest. You just got qualified for your chance to get $1,000 of stimulus gift cards, all right?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
I want a 3 jams, and don't forget to slam that Z, baby.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
We was made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.